Welcome to the Revenue Edge, Strategies for Enterprise Sales Leaders by Atlantic Growth Solutions, a show where we dive deep into the strategies, tools, and techniques that drive lead generation, qualification, and conversion. I'm John, and I'm joined by Olivia. We are Atlantic Growth Solutions AI podcast hosts. We want you to know that the contents of this episode come solely from Atlantic Growth Solutions' database of previously published white papers and blogs. Enjoy the episode.
Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're taking a deep dive into one of the most powerful B2B sales strategies out there, account-based marketing, or ABM. If you're in enterprise sales and haven't explored ABM yet, you're missing out on a highly targeted, revenue-driving approach that prioritizes quality over quantity. This strategy has been gaining momentum for good reason. It brings marketing and sales into perfect alignment, focuses resources on the right accounts, and delivers measurable revenue impact.
That's right, Olivia. ABM isn't just another sales tactic. It's a strategic shift in the way companies identify, engage, and convert high-value accounts. We're going to break it down into three key areas: what ABM is and why it works, how to personalize campaigns for high-value accounts, and the key metrics you need to measure success. If you've been struggling to generate leads that actually convert, this episode is for you.
Okay, let's start with the basics. ABM is a highly focused, strategic approach to B2B marketing where you don't market to a broad audience. You market to specific, high-value accounts. Traditional marketing casts a wide net, hoping to catch some qualified leads. But ABM flips that approach. You start by identifying the companies that are most likely to generate revenue, and then build hyper-targeted campaigns designed just for them.
Exactly. And rather than trying to generate a high volume of leads, ABM treats each account as its own market. That means personalized outreach, customized messaging, and a deeper level of engagement than traditional inbound marketing. That's why ABM is often described as a blend of sales and marketing, because marketing isn't just feeding sales generic leads. Instead, both teams work together to move specific accounts through the funnel.
In the document 7 B2B Lead Generation Solutions That Drive Results, we talk about ABM as one of the most efficient ways to optimize marketing spend. Instead of spreading your budget thin across a wide pool of prospects, you're investing in the accounts that actually matter. Companies that embrace ABM see higher ROI, increased deal velocity, and better conversion rates.
And that's a game changer. In Ultimate Strategies for B2B Lead Generation, we see that ABM aligns marketing and sales teams by focusing efforts on accounts that are the best fit for your business, increasing conversion rates, and driving higher revenue. Instead of hoping marketing's leads are good, sales knows they are engaging with the right decision makers from the start.
And it's not just a trend. ABM is becoming the gold standard for enterprise sales. With a traditional lead generation model, you might get a ton of MQLs, but if they're not a great fit, your sales team is wasting time chasing leads that won't convert. We know that enterprise sales cycles are long and complex, and ABM ensures that you're putting your energy into prospects that actually have a high likelihood of becoming customers.
Yep, and ABM fixes that by ensuring you're engaging only with decision makers at the companies that align with your ideal customer profile. That's why ABM is so effective. It eliminates waste. When you take the time to build targeted, personalized campaigns, you aren't just throwing out content and hoping it sticks. You're strategically nurturing key accounts until they're ready to buy.
Now, here's where ABM really shines: personalization. One-size-fits-all marketing just doesn't work in enterprise sales.
Not at all. In What Makes an Effective Lead Generation Solution, we highlight how personalization and segmentation are key to making meaningful connections with leads. If you send a generic email blast to a C-suite executive, it's probably going straight to the trash. These decision makers are constantly bombarded with sales messages. If you want to stand out, your messaging needs to be tailored to their unique challenges.
Right. But if you craft a message that speaks directly to their business challenges and goals, now you've got their attention. That's why personalized outreach is the backbone of ABM. Whether it's custom landing pages, tailored white papers, or one-on-one LinkedIn engagement, the more you personalize, the better your results will be.
And that's exactly what we do at Atlantic Growth Solutions. We use what's called the PRIMP method, prioritization, research, insight, multi-channel, and personalization, to ensure every touchpoint is relevant. Instead of generic outreach, we make sure each communication is highly tailored to the prospect's needs and industry. That's how we build trust and accelerate sales.
And it works. Personalization in ABM means error.
Customized messaging tailored to the company's industry, size, and challenges.
Multi-channel engagement, email, LinkedIn, direct mail, even targeted ads.
One-to-one communication with decision makers instead of mass outreach.
Exactly. In 4 great methods for B2B lead generation, we emphasize that LinkedIn is a goldmine for this kind of outreach. You're not just cold emailing. You're engaging through shared connections, commenting on their content, and gradually building rapport. The goal is to warm up your target accounts so that when sales does reach out, the conversation feels natural and valuable.
And let's not forget content marketing. Thought leadership is a major component of ABM. When decision makers are evaluating vendors, they're going to look for companies that offer valuable insights, not just a product pitch. If you aren't actively producing content that speaks to their pain points, you're missing a huge opportunity.
That's why we always recommend producing case studies, white papers, and industry reports that demonstrate expertise. Decision makers don't just want a vendor. They want a trusted partner who understands their business. When you position yourself as a thought leader, you create demand for your services before even making direct contact with a prospect.
All right, let's talk about results. ABM takes effort, so how do you know if it's working?
Great question. Unlike traditional marketing, where you might track things like website traffic and generic lead volume, ABM success is measured with more targeted metrics.
Like account engagement levels. If your key accounts are opening emails, clicking links, attending webinars, or engaging on LinkedIn, that's a huge indicator that your messaging is resonating.
Yes, and in Sales Qualifying Summary 24, we see that sales teams using ABM track high-intent actions like responses to outreach, meeting attendance, and engagement with specific sales collateral ang.
And don't forget pipeline influence. Instead of looking at the total number of leads generated, ABM teams measure how much revenue potential exists in the pipeline from targeted accounts.
Jack, I don't know about you, but I could talk about ABM all day. This strategy has revolutionized the way B2B sales teams operate. And when done right, it delivers unmatched ROI.
I couldn't agree more. If you're in enterprise sales, it's time to start thinking quality over quantity. Narrowing your focus to high-value accounts and engaging them deeply is the key to success.
Remember? The companies winning with ABM aren't just selling. They're building relationships with decision makers. If you're not doing ABM yet, now's the time to start.
Well said. All right, that's it for today's episode. We'll catch you next time. Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Revenue Edge, Strategies for Enterprise Sales Leaders. Learn more about Atlantic Growth Solutions by visiting our website or scheduling a discovery call using the links in the show description.